Hallelujah, hallelujah, good afternoon. This is James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England. What a day, it's pouring down, absolutely pouring down, but my heart is full of sunshine because I know I have a purpose and you have a purpose in life today. Do you know that you cannot possibly fulfill God's purpose by accident? We were created with a purpose, the Word of God tells us, a purpose before we were born. Are you looking for your purpose today? In Galatians 1:15 it calls us separated, and in the Greek that means consecrated and sanctified. You've been set apart for God. Listen, in Judges 13:15 the mighty Samson made mistakes, yet he was raised up, a deliverer with a purpose. Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber, and then, well, he became a famous Pentecostal. Listen, circumstance and chance do not play a part. If you don't feel fulfilled, maybe it's because you ain't doing what God has called you to do. Look at the famous, drugs are killing themselves. In this recession, billionaires committing suicide without God's purpose. We're empty, and we're never going to experience the peace, joy and satisfaction that is promised in the Word. Consider the Apostle Paul. I have run my race. I have finished my course, and I know there is a crown laid up for me. Philippians 3. God revealed his purpose to him, and because of this, Paul was able to stay focused. Are you staying focused? Do you have the satisfaction for knowing you were bang on target, fulfilling your destiny right where God called you to be today? Exactly where God called you today. Consider Psalm 139. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah 4:5. Before I formed thee, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. He had already ordained him. And this is not limited to Jeremiah. No. You see, Romans 2. God is no respecter of persons. If it's true of Jerusalem, or of Jeremiah or Isaiah or Paul, then it's true of you. It's evident to me that God raises up people for specific purposes. Has God raised you for a specific purpose today? Consider King David. God sought, 1 Samuel 3:14, God sought a man after his own heart before he was born. You know, accident, neither was David. It was about 8 to 10 years later that David was born, and another 30 years till he took over the kingdom. Ephesians 1:11 talks about being preordained, predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things according to the counsel of his own will. Hallelujah. 38 years later, God chose him 38 years before he was even conceived. Accept this. It's clearly stated God has a purpose for you. And today, one of the reasons you may be feeling frustrated or having hard times is because you haven't looked to God for his purpose and his plans for you. In Jeremiah it says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you. Listen, you've sown the seed of your own will and desires, and now you are reaping. Or maybe asking God to fix things that were never his will for you. Some of you today need more than a miracle where you are. You need to reevaluate and seek God's will, purpose for your life. The first step for you today to realize your true destiny is to recognize that everybody has destiny, including you. Not just the Davids, the Pauls, the Isaiahs, the Jeremiahs, etc., but you too. It doesn't matter what your situation is. God can redeem your situation. But first of all, humble yourself and seek the purpose and plans that God has for you. He has a destiny for you. And may Jesus reveal that to you. This is James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, telling you that you have a purpose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.